It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The swirling controversy over lane closures at the George Washington Bridge last September that led to massive traffic jams appears to be eroding some of Governor Chris Christie's outsized influence in New Jersey political circles. Several Democratic mayors who had remained silent until this week are now speaking up about political retribution they experienced after not endorsing Christie for re-election. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez has more.
Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer says she had a face-to-face visit with Governor Christie in the spring when he asked her to endorse him for re-election. She told him she would be remaining neutral.
He was disappointed, but I wouldn't say that he was angry. I mean, he was disappointed and, said that he would keep asking, and I said, well, we can keep the conversation going, but, I don't expect to be changing my position, and I didn't.
A few months later, she had applied for a hazard mitigation grant to protect Hoboken from flooding. During Sandy, 80% of the city was underwater. Zimmer says she asked the state for $100 million. She got $300,000, a fraction of 1%.
It is a lot less, and I was extremely disappointed, and at the time, I was angry because I felt like the focus was on the shore.
Now, she says she can't help but wonder if her decision not to endorse Christie played a role.
With anything with 2020 hindsight, I mean, in the context that we're in right now, you can always look back and say, like, okay, it was a retribution, but, like, so I think probably all mayors are reflecting right now and thinking about it. But, I really hope that that's not the case.
Next week, a representative from the governor's office is expected to hear Hoboken's proposal for a flood solution. And Mayor Zimmer says she's optimistic the city will get more support this time around. In Jersey City, Mayor Stephen Fulop recently disclosed that the Christie administration canceled several meetings the day after he refused to endorse the governor. In Elizabeth, Chris Bolwage, who has been the mayor for 21 years, says his city has gotten payback from Christie after their state legislators opposed several of the governor's legislation.
And the governor's retribution was to close the Division of Motor Vehicles here in the city of Elizabeth, which is the fourth largest city in the state of New Jersey.
In a 2010 letter to State Senator Raymond Lesniak, the Motor Vehicle Commission wrote that the office in Elizabeth was closed for cost-saving reasons, among others. State Senator Lesniak says he doesn't buy it. He thinks it was retribution. But other Democrats, like Long Branch Mayor Adam Schneider, stands by his cross-party endorsement of the governor. He says Christie really stepped in after Sandy.
We have a very good working relationship, and we had one before and during the storm, and it got better after, and that's what led me to do the endorsement. And that has not changed.
The mayor of Harrison, Raymond McDonough, was the first Democratic mayor to support Christie. And he says he did so because the governor helped him get $100 million for the city's PATH station. In Elizabeth, Mayor Bolwage says he's been wondering what the Democratic mayors who did endorse Christie are getting out of it.
I said back then it's only going to be shown when this budget cycle comes around. Who benefits in this budget and who gets hurt in this budget? But the George Washington Bridge fiasco has really taken away the ability for retribution.
Now, Bolwage says Christie's budget and political relationships are going to be under a microscope. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.